A good tavach, the Gemara from the Beis and Beis brings down a pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk says, "Ve'abeni Hashem arba charashim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me these four charashim, these four craftsmen, four different people in the history of Klal Yisrael that built something significant for Klal Yisrael, or will build something. And who are these four charashim? The Gemara says it's Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and Kayin Tzedek. And Rashi says this is referring to the Eliyahu Hanavi built the Mizbech in Har Carmel. Kain Tzedek is Shem ben Noach. He was involved in building the Teva. And the two Mashiach, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, are going to be involved in building the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the umnas that all these different people are going to do. So the Aruch Laner asks a very interesting question in this Gemara. The Aruch Laner was earlier in Daf Mem Aleph, and he asks like this. He says, why is it that we call the Mashiachim a Charashim, umnim, people that are going to build something? Because they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi brings down in Daf Mem Aleph and Taisus and many Rishonim bring down over there that the Bais HaShlishi is going to come down Meshulchan min HaShemayim. The Bais HaShlishi we're not going to have to build at all. It's going to come down min HaShemayim. He's coming to answer Akasha. We don't have to worry about being built Balayla, being built on Yom Tov, because he says that's a binyan banim yadam of Mikdash Aser Chanu Mitzapin Bani Umeshulchan who Yigal Abiyav HaShemayim Shnabim Mikdash Hashem Kani Yadacha. So it's going to come down already built min HaShemayim. So there's no need for us to do any work. So in what sense are these people, the Mashiachim, called Charashim, in what sense are they builders if everything will come down in HaShemayim? That's his kasha, he asks over there. So I was thinking that maybe you can answer this kasha, I'll be a Yosai Nifla from the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin asked the kasha that, you know, it's very nice that the Mikdash will come down, Banim in HaShemayim, but Lamaisa, there's a mitzvah of Asali Mikdash. We're not going to be able to make that mitzvah. That mitzvah will become batal. The Gemara says mitzvahs are not betelus also lovely. So how could it be that the mitzvah bin and beis hamikdash will become batal? We're going to be miss out on that mitzvah, even if your mitzvahs are betelus also lovely. But why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu work it out? It's such a chashuv mitzvah. Mitzvahs bin and beis hamikdash, we're not going to be able to do it. Mashiach comes. So the Maral Diskin says a beautiful teretz. He says that even though the mikdash is going to come down, bani meshulchan hashemayim, but it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be complete. There's going to be a couple things missing. He says maybe the mizbech will be a little bit pogged, and the mizbech will be missing something. Perhaps the menorah will be missing a kaftor. He says maybe the doors of the Beis HaMikdash won't be there. We're going to have to take them, tavu bar shareh. We're going to have to add the doors ourselves. So there's going to be a couple of things that we're going to have to do. And when we do that, when we build the mikdash or the kelim, that's our yitz of the mitzvah of asali mikdash. And that's how we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah, even though the mikdash came down banim min hashamayim. And then he added on, that's a pshat when we say in davening, in Musa for the Gemara Galim, we say v'harenu b'vinyanai v'samchenu b'sikunai. What are these two things? To see the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash and the tikkun. What's the samchenu b'tikunai? So he says harenu b'vinyanai. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring down the Beis HaMikdash. He should bring it down. It's going to be built. We're going to see the binyan, but the simcha is not going to be complete because we're missing out on the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that's the v'samchenu b'sikunai. But when we're misakin and when we're involved in the tikkun, whether it's adding, fixing the mizbeach, adding the doors, then our simcha will be complete because then we'll have a kiyum of Binyan Beis HaMikdash as well. But Al Kopanim, Lefi the Svar HaMal Diskin, you could say that that's why the Mashiachim are called Charashim. They're also Bali Umnas, they're craftsmen, because they do have to be involved in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There is a chelik that they're going to have to do, whether it's the doors or the kaftarim and the Mizbeach, because without that, the mitzvahs Binyan Beis HaMikdash will not be complete. And for that reason, they will be considered Bali Umnas, even though the Mikdash will come down Banim in HaShemayim. That could be a teretz of the kash of the Aruch HaNer. I was thinking of perhaps another mahalacha piece, something I saw from Reb Zevin in his Sefer L'Or HaHalacha, page Shimpei Ches. He's going on a different kasha over there, and he brings on a interesting mahalach from Chuvas called Divrei Tam. So we know already, the place already is Mechadish. There's two geulas, the Gemara says. There's geula bi'ita and geula b'achishana, meaning there's the geula that will come no matter what at the proper time, l'soif sheshes alafim. The gula is going to come no matter what, but if we're zaycha, then the gula will come earlier through the mahalach of Achishana. Hashem will hasten the gula. And the place he already says to answer different kashas in the Gemara Ervin that all the different things we find in Chazal, legabi the Seder HaGula, how everything is going to take place, that's all in the gula be'ita, if things happen at the time when it's supposed to happen. But in the gula of Achishana, when Hashem speeds up the gula, then all these starma batal, ava mekachas, sashura, and we have no idea how things are going to be. It's not necessarily going to follow the Seder, which we found in Chazal. That's what the place he says. So the Divrei Tam takes it a step further, and he wants to say like this, that this whole musig of the Mikdash coming down, Bani, Meshulchan min HaShemayim, we don't have to build it. That's in the gula of Achishana, for Zaychitaka, that the Mashiach comes early, and we are zeichet to the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hasten it and just bring it down in HaShemayim, we won't even have to build it. But in the gula of Be'ita, if it comes at the proper time, we're not zeicher to get it early, then it won't come down in the Shemayim, then we talk, you have to build a Beis HaMikdash, and we'll build it like any other Beis HaMikdash. That's his chiddush of the Tshuvas de Reitan that Reb Zemin brings. And l'fi that, l'chai, you can also answer this kasha that the Mashichim have to be Harashim on the tzad, that the gula will not be Achishana. If it will be Be'ita, then they will have to know how to build it, and for that reason they're called Harashim, even though hopefully we hope that we won't need it, and it will come as Achishana, and their umnes will not be needed because it will become Bani Meshulchum and Hashemayim, or like Maral Diskin is saying, that either way there'll be a makam for them to be involved in the Bnei Beis HaMikdash, and we can in the midst of Asili Mikdash, Al Kopanim, those are two terutzim possibilities to answer the kasha of the Aruch HaNer.